This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
This morning on my Uber drive, the guy in the front, he was actually really, really sexy.
You say that every week.
No, they're not always, but this morning
Does it happen to you at, like, in the middle of day Uber, or is it just before 6 a.m. Ubers
that you're looking correctly? No, because I had a middle of the day one.
Because, I mean, he might have been attractive, but I could smell him from outside.
That might have been me.
Do you have a blocked nose? No, I sniffed you. It wasn't you. I would have sent you back home for a shower.
Is that what you were doing before? I was wondering what you were doing.
Well, that's what the apprentice is here for. He's got a hose. He would have hosed you down.
But no, he was really good. But he was playing with this device in the front seat, and I don't know what, I was trying to work out what it was, but he was at the light, he was playing, he pulled it apart, then there were the batteries in it, and it was, I don't know what it was some plastic little...
Did you ask him to put it down? It is dangerous to be touching things when you're driving.
I was more fascinated by what it was. I was thinking, what is it? And then his phone was going off.
Did you ask him?
When I was getting annoyed, because his phone was going off.
Oh, so he's playing with the thing in the front seat, answering his phone, and he's going, he's hot. Oh, I mean, you're easy.
No, he was distracted, and I did get a little bit.
Did you tell him?
I did in the end. I said, oh, you know, the light's gone green. You should start now.
Okay. See, I've got no fear. I would tell an Uber driver, taxi driver, anyone driving how to drive.
But
you slow down, you go quicker, you move to that lane. Yeah.
But you know, I did that once before because this guy was stopping randomly, just stopping, and the lights would be green. He would just stop and you think, oh, my goodness, for goodness sake, get going. And I told him, and then he gave me a bad rating. For telling him off.
Well, that's really rude. I would too. I hate people telling me what to do, which is fair enough. But
so it sort of almost takes the onus off. Like, if you're worried about your rating, you've got to just sit there and shut up.
Well, you just do what I do. You just get fake names. I just get another fake name.
Set up a fake
account. Actually, that's not true. Now I've destroyed mine and Wayne's. I'm on my children's.
Actually, that's a really good idea. That's right, because you were sick, weren't you, in the car?
Yes.
But then why would
you, cold.
Why should you rate it? If you're unwell, why should your rating go down because you're unwell in an Uber?
I mean, well, maybe if I wasn't drunk in a back seat, I might have actually been able to ask the taxi driver to move Uber.
Well, it looks like Uber's about to release an expansive safety toolkit as part of an overhaul of their security policies. They've had a difficult year.
What's the safety?
So a CNN investigation found that more than 100 drivers in the US had been accused of sexual misconduct. That's quite a lot. And the company was banned in London last year after more than 2,500 drivers were accused of sexual assault.
2,500?
Yep, 2,500 stalking and dangerous driving. How's that? It's huge. In August, an Uber driver was charged over the assault of a 17-year-old in Bondi. Remember? And earlier this week, we had a man masquerading as an Uber driver assaulting two women in Brisbane. So as of now, Uber hasn't released its safety stats for Australia, but it promises to in the new future. And so it's rolling out an emergency assistance button as part of a larger effort to increase security following all these assaults.
Do you know, well, this is not a good bad idea as a parent, because when, say, my daughters would come home from nightclubs, we used to have a deal. So they get into the taxi. Before they get in, they have to put... text me the rego number of the license, so either take a photo or put it in. They text it to me. Then when they get into the taxi, they're to take a photo of his picture.
Right.
You know how you have a picture?
Yep.
And this is going back before Uber days, but it was taxi, but it's a good idea. And then I want him to know that you've done that. Right, so you've deliberately... I just need to take your place to send to my dad so he knows what taxi I'm in.
That's a great idea.
And it worked. And I could then know that my daughters would ring me some. I'm in there. I'd get the text. Boom, I know what taxi they're in. I know how long... You know, they should be home in 20 minutes. If they're not home in 22, I'd be changing.
So did the taxi drivers ever object to having the photograph
There were some
taken?
Times that they said they got upset. Correct. Wanted to know what it was for. And Jade said, well, it's my safety. Sometimes Jade said they got offended.
Oh, you know, really? Like,
but she was saying it's not personal, it's just the rule my dad says, either that or he comes and picks me up. So I like the idea. I think this
is really good,
and
too.
And you know what? It's not just for us. There are some dickheads out there, and I'm one of the dickheads on a Saturday night with my friends who think we're hilarious. This is good that they've also got safety and security. Not that I'm going to rob or beat
up an Uber driver.
But I'm just saying I know my behaviour when I've been drinking. People's can be terrible.
Well,
it's good for everybody.
It's going to be represented by a shield icon in the bottom right-hand corner of the map while you're catching the ride. And from there, either the rider or the driver can directly call 000. And if selected, their real-time location is also going to be shown.
Yeah, so why don't taxis have this real... Because I'm obsessed of watching when the Uberman comes.
Maybe
the little car. It's like a lot... It's like days, and I sit and I go, ooh, watching, and then I drive with him. And
but they may have stolen this idea from you, because the safety toolkit's also going to allow you to select five people as trusted contacts and share your trip details and your GPS location with them.
Oh, great. So at 4 o'clock in the morning, my husband's bound to see drunk me catching taxis. Is that...
Yes,
bing, bing, he's moving again.
Are you a slow walker or a fast walker?
I'm a quick walker. I hate slow walkers. I want to push them out of the way. I wanted to push them in oncoming traffic. But you're not allowed to do that.
No.
Not allowed.
You cannot
but
do
when
that
people,
to people.
Especially when they get in groups and lines of them and they all look down at their mobiles and then they do that skip, you know, like half a walk. Oh.
Or they stop suddenly in front of you because, you know, their mobile's gone bing.
Yeah, so I like to walk fast. I'm a fast walker.
I'm a really fast walker too. I reckon I'm faster than you.
Do you? Why?
Yeah. I just do. I think we should go and test it.
We're going to have a go. Yeah. So what's the next song?
My
three
legs,
and a half minutes.
My little
Let's
legs,
see if we can get around this block.
My little legs look like a centipede when they're moving. Trust me.
I've never seen anything so unattractive in all my life. Put those hairy things away.
Well,
I haven't even had breakfast yet.
New research has found that those who walk quickly are more likely to live longer than those who don't.
Oh, well, Andy's a fast walker. I think he just does that to get away from me on the street sometimes. I'm not quite sure. I'm going to go, Andy!
The new study published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine looked at data from over 50,000 adults.
Yeah.
Who reported their average walking speed as well as other health factors, and the people were tracked for 9 years.
God, people must be so bored in their lives to actually have to go out and interview someone. And how fast are you? Who cares?
But they, but they've been interviewing them for 9 years, don't forget.
Oh, that even sounds worse.
And they found that those that were self-professed fast and average speed walkers had an approximately, wait for it, 20% lower mortality risk than slow walkers.
Well, I thought if you're a quick walker, you're not looking left and right properly, so you're more chance of getting run over.
Maybe.
But it's about health thing, isn't it?
Well, over 1,000 of the slow walkers died from cardiovascular disease, so that might be it as well.
I don't know what to say. That is a load of shit.
It's not Emmanuel Stamatakis, who's a professor of physical activity at the University of Sydney.
So basically he did a PT course for 6.5 weeks because he couldn't find a job anywhere else, and now he calls himself a professional exerciser. Get a job,
says
get a real job.
The main takeaway message is that stepping up the pace may be a good hack to make walking more health-enhancing. So there you go. The faster you walk.
But look, there is a point to fast walking because nothing's more unattractive than those people at the Olympics, those fast walkers. You know, the fast walkers. Have you not seen the walking marathon?
You don't find them attractive?
No. So if that's any way your legs look now, that's all I can think of Warren doing that in those little blue shorts. Tomorrow's a public holiday. Shit, what happens when you listen to the news? You learn stuff. It's crazy. Tomorrow's a public holiday.
So don't
what
to for? Tomorrow.
What, for the
For
Queen?
The football.
We get a day off because of football?
Yeah.
Well, shit, who? I'm barracking then. Who are we barracking for? Is that what we call it today? Barracking?
Barracking.
Yeah.
Who's in it?
I don't know. How would I know who's in it?
Let Tom know who's in
the
grand
final. So is tomorrow the grand final? Tomorrow. That's why we've
Saturday.
Got the day off. Well, we've got tomorrow off then for?
To prepare for it. To buy.
Oh, so pre-drinking.
To buy.
This is pre-drinking.
Buy your sausages or something. I don't know.
So what day do I have to stay away from the city? Actually, what day will all the people be in here?
On Saturday.
Okay, cool. So tomorrow I'm safe.
But that's actually the best day to go out.
Oh, it's all right once they're all locked up in that stadium. Yeah. But it's when they're wandering the streets is what worries me.
That's right.
Thank you, Brad, for telling me that it's Collingwood and the West Coast Eagles playing. He also did warn don't come near the city Friday and Saturday. So are they the Tigers? Is that the song I know from...
No, that's Richmond.
I'm from Tigerland.
No, that's Richmond.
Well, who are these ones?
I don't know what
And where's
songs
the West Coast Eagles from?
From the West Coast.
from where I live on the west side of town?
No!
Are they the Werribee team?
No, over in WA.
Oh, could you imagine all that man-made materials with that Werribee team? Yeah. We don't use natural fibres out at Werribee. We can't afford them.
Tom, what may sound like a dystopian vision of the future is already happening in China, and it's...
Did you say dystopia?
Dystopian.
Is that good or bad? Am I happy about dystopia or am I sad?
Well, you
about
may not be happy about this because the Communist Party calls it social credit and says it's going to be fully operational by 2020. And within years, an official party outline claims it will allow the trustworthy to roam freely under heaven while making it hard for the discredited to take a single step.
Shit, you've said a lot of words then, but basically you've told me I'm not allowed out of the house. Is that what I heard?
So it's called social credit, and it's like a personal scorecard for each of China's 1.4 billion citizens.
Okay, so this is going back to that show,
Black Mirror,
where that girl had to got socially rated, and then because she was below like a 4 point something, she wasn't allowed to go on the airplane. Yep. So this is what they're going to say in China.
That's right. In one pilot program, which is already in place, each citizen's been assigned a score out of 800.
Oh, that's good. I'm fine with 800. I thought it was going to be out of 5. I thought I'm stuffed. That gives me plenty.
If you've got a top citizen score, you get VIP treatment at hotels and airports.
So what does that mean?
Cheap loans and a fast track to the best universities and jobs. I hate this because that means people who, you know, are intelligent, like, you know, in terms of able to manipulate this system, are going to have the opportunity to be educated. And those that are underprivileged, who won't have the opportunities to get good social scores, will miss out on education that will make it even worse for them. Horrible.
They could have been born in a poor village and never went to school, but if they're pretty, they're still going to get a good rating.
Well, they won't because their behaviour may not. It's all based on their behaviour. It's not your algorithm might be on pretty.
Oh, okay.
But those at the bottom with a low score could be locked out of society, banned from travel,
barred
from getting credit or government jobs. I mean, it's just going to make things worse.
I would be stuffed. I won't be going to China.
The system's going to be enforced by the latest in high-tech surveillance system. As China pushes to become a world leader in artificial intelligence.
Excellent. I'm just bringing up your profile now. I'm going to rate you. Half a star. No. Okay, so are you angry with this?
I am angry.
Because I can hear your voice.
I am angry with this because I feel like it gives government control over our behaviour to the point where...
It's not the government, sweetheart. You know, his name's Mark Zuckerberg. He's fine.
This isn't Mark Zuckerberg at all. This is the Chinese government starting
he's bought it.
But others will, you know, there's probably shared technology and they buy technology from these big firms. But, you know, all we need is a conservative government to implement something here. You know, and they're going to control how you cross the road, how you behave.
They do already. It's called pedestrian crossing.
It's almost like catching an Uber and you're sitting there on edge thinking, I can't say anything wrong in case they give me a bad score. I mean, I don't like it at all. I think it's really bad. And I think it's going to disadvantage underprivileged people. That's my view.
Well, I'm for it. I'm a judgy. I want to judge you. I'm rating. But you ain't.
I disagree.
In other news, Tom and Warren, now we all love animals. Usually I give you a cat story, but I'm choosing a different animal, more of a gay animal. A fairy penguin couple has kidnapped a baby from two straight parents they decided were doing a bad job.
This is in Denmark.
And you look at you, researched.
Oh, no, I saw it this morning on the train. How cute was that story?
After the child's mother went for a bath and the father walked away, the same-sex couple in the penguin enclosure at Denmark Zoo took the chick for themselves, thinking that it was abandoned and needed help.
Yep. Oh, how lovely is that?
It's fantastic. How good is that?
We could learn a lot from...
There's a sad story.
Oh, no, it's a bittersweet ending. The chick was returned to the heterosexual biological parents, a decision which the gay couple did not take well, struggling and fighting to reclaim the chick. But good news for the little lovebirds. Don't worry, I wouldn't leave you feeling bad. They have been given an abandoned egg, so they'll be fathers after all.
So they'll be given an egg and they're going to get to play with it. Because wasn't there like a gay's ones in America Zoo last year and they had a little girl?
Yeah.
And she's a lesbian.
Oh, well.
I mean, not that it means anything, but I'm just saying it's great. Best parents ever.
So what we find
is... I mean, I had three children. I failed as a parent. They're all straight.
Is someone following these little penguins?
So I will give you news updates throughout the weeks.
We want updates on them.
We want penguin-o-vision. Is that what you call it?
Penguin-vision, yes.
Penguin-vision. I'm sure I've downloaded that on porn. I had to pay $19.99 a minute, wasn't it?
Currently now in the Tom and Warren enclosure at the Melbourne Zoo, it's currently 16 degrees. I'm Dylan Joel. I'll be back with more Joy News when you're done at 9.
It's short weather. I'm going to wear shorts today. 25.
Yeah. Look, that's funny. You wearing shorts. As bad as anybody else, they're long pants.
It's on brand.
For us, they're called shorts. For him, they're long pants, aren't they?
Wake up with Tom and Warren. Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.